This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
And it's a different kind of Mad Wednesdays today. I'm live in the studio and joining me over the phone is the wonderful, effervescent co-host, Dean. How are you, Dean?
I'm wonderful. Well, I'm here at the Joy Transported Studios in Collingwood, ready to rock and roll with you, Mad Wednesday. We have an hour and a half of absolute fun and shenanigans to bring you.
We certainly do, Dean. Now, I was coming live out of the Collingwood studio last week. Is it the same Collingwood studio?
No, this is mine. Much more high-tech. Much more high-tech.
Yes, and much more cluttered, I would imagine.
How dare you? Yes, this time of isolation is a great opportunity for me to clean my house. But while everyone kept saying, specifically you, Dean Mason, that I should throw things out, what a great opportunity for me to keep things and do creative things every day while we're all in isolation. Speaking of which, so many of our guests that we're going to be having on today have been doing just that, doing amazing and creative things to keep us entertained from their very own homes.
Yeah, they certainly have, Dean, and it's really warmed my heart, as it has for a whole lot of people in the community, to see all these fantastic live streams popping up, all these ways to keep our spirits up, to keep us entertained. You had a chat with one individual doing such a thing this week, didn't you?
Yes, the first of our many interviews we're kicking off today is with the fabulous Penny Tration from Sydney. Penny is actually, in her day job, works for an airline, so was forced to get into quarantine for 2 weeks and just chill out at home. So decided to turn that around and do something interesting. And is not only doing their own shows in the evening on Friday and Saturdays, but some daytime ones with DJ Dan Murphy as well, who's also sitting at home in quarantine because they were both on holiday when everything turned around. So this is a little chat I had with Penny Tration all the way from Sydney.
I actually had been on holiday, so I'd taken leave without pay to help my airline because they'd already pulled out of flying to Hong Kong. So I thought, look, I can work heaps before Mardi Gras, go away, have this party. I'll have like this party in Mexico and then come back. And whilst I was in Mexico, yeah, they brought in the lockdown laws. So I knew I was coming back to have to be locked down. But at that stage, I didn't know that all the shows would finish. So I was trying to get all the girls to do work. Then obviously the first day I got home, they announced the closure of all the clubs. I'm like, now I'm not a flight attendant. I can't be a drag queen.
And you're also stuck in your house for 14 days.
Yeah, which, to be honest, now I know what I know. I'm so pleased I am. And once my forced isolation finishes, I will be continuing to isolate.
Yeah, like we're doing.
Which I know, sort of. Yeah, it's just. I think this changes so often. I just think that seems to be the best choice for me.
Well, you certainly kept us all entertained last week, kicking off with Tration in isolation and some lovely evening shows that we were absolutely getting a kick out of watching and just having you be you in your house. It was a whole lot of fun.
They were a mistake. And I felt pretty bad because I ended up stepping on my lovely Lexi's toes because she was down there doing a show. But somebody was like, oh, can you put makeup on? Can you do a show? And I was like, oh, yeah. And Friday night was, I mean, amazing. And Saturday night, I actually really spent some time putting together a show, and it was like a walk down memory lane. I loved it. I'm pleased you enjoyed it.
Thank you. We absolutely did. But obviously, that's all transitioned a little bit more this week. Things have gotten a little bit more organised, and we're getting a bit of lunchtime relief.
Yeah, look, I adore Dan. I think we're a good balance together. So, yeah, we put together the lunchtime lock every day at 1, and we take it very seriously. We have production meetings. I have like different zones in my house. So like depending upon what message I want to get across depends on what set that I use. So we do that. We have like a chat each night. We have a 20-minute chat, and each morning we have a 20-minute chat where we just sort of run through what we'll talk about the show. And then we try and keep secrets from each other so the reaction looks real. So it's fun.
It must be fun to be able to create that way as well, though, like actually doing a bit of a production, planning all these things and keeping each other on your toes. It's a good way not only to use your time, but to create something really great for us all to watch and enjoy.
Yeah, look, the good thing, Dan is in travel isolation as well. Yeah. And we both sort of, I think after like all the real chat, we sort of said, hey, are you doing all right? And he's like, yeah, I'm doing all right. Are you doing all right? Because we forget, like we've taken this so seriously that, you know, it does affect people differently. And both Dan and I are like, you know, this is the best bloody thing we've ever done. It's helped me through the isolation. And, you know, I guess in theory, like everyone, we're performers, entertainers, we don't really know where our money is going to come from. So potentially developing something like this, for some of us, it may be an income in the future, potentially, if we're stuck. And I mean, look, I don't think clubs are going to be opening very soon. So for DJs, performers, it's not just that, it's security guards. You know, everyone's in a really rough space at the moment.
It's very true. It's very true. But it's good that these spaces and outlets are occurring, especially because a lot of people are getting really stressed. A lot of people are getting really concerned. And a lot of people, while self-isolating or whether you're quarantining or whatever you're doing, are starting to get a little bit anxious. So, yes, yeah. There's that performance side of it. And we don't know where our money... I'm in that same boat. We don't know where our money's going to be coming from for a while. And we don't know what's going to be going on for the next 6 months. But the difference it actually makes for everyone to have this outlet, not only to be able to see things, but have communication backwards and forwards, I think is really important.
Yeah. Really good. And look, I have people ring me after Saturday night show and be like, oh my God, I just spoke to someone I've not spoken to for 6 years. And I spoke to people in London, people in wherever. It's look, I think it's a two-way street. Firstly, I think the contact that social media provides is great. But there have been days, and I don't know if I put not a crazy message, a really angry message on the other night, just when I saw people weren't taking this seriously. And I had spent probably 6 hours in a social media wormhole looking at an article, researching, is that true? And I had myself so worked up by the end of the day. Part of social media is great, but you do need to step away. And I said it in my tips so many times and just didn't. But now I've got a bit of a plan for my day. So once we finish our lunchtime show, I go off of social media. I put on some trash television, which I absolutely adore, like Celebrity X on the Beach. I have post-it notes over certain areas that I have to tidy up, and I can listen to my show once and then I have to forget about it till I talk to Dan at 6 o'clock that night for a 30-minute chat about the next day.
Creating that kind of structure, I think yesterday I had that same kind of thing where suddenly I was like, I've gotten up early, I've done my usual thing, and it was 9:30 and I started to go a little stir crazy because I suddenly went, well, my next planned thing is at 12, so what do I do? And actually creating a little structure for ourselves is a good idea. Obviously, because you were on holiday and have come back, you've got a bit more experience to a lot of people who are only now just starting to really self-isolate and keep themselves in their houses. And so that's a good tip, I guess, that you've got there.
Yeah, look, I put a few tips on and then I'll send them through to you. But maybe my most important thing is listen to your bloody tips, because I've been doing these tips and then ignoring it all. Look, I get up every day and I make my bed. I'm a bit of a fastidious bed maker. I make my bed. Then, I'll come out and I've now got this coffee machine where I grind the coffee beans, percolate the coffee. It takes 20 minutes, but it fills in time. Before I do the television show, I call it the television show, before I do the lunchtime lockdown, I go and have a shower, brush our teeth. I mean, I haven't left the house, but it's a bit of a routine. But you can't just become this sort of home hermit that lays around and does nothing, because you would just go crazy. And I actually love being on my own. People would not believe that, but I quite love being on my own. And this has been much easier than I thought it would be. But I have had really big projects to do.
Yeah,
I said to Dan today, this is only day three of this show, so it feels like we've been doing it for a year.
And honestly, I think what I love about it as well is you. It's day three of you doing it, but really, you've put something really lovely together that's interactive, that's really fun. You can see that you both have put in that work, even in a short amount of time.
Oh, thank you. Look, I think the thing is when we started doing this, we instantly said, okay, this has to be lighthearted fun. We're by no means experts, it's our opinion. But we didn't want to get into that bogged down. So whilst we may touch on some serious topics, we try and do it in a lighthearted way. And if we notice either of us getting a bit too negative, then we steer us away from it straight away.
Yeah.
When this is all done, I mean, I really hope that this becomes, and I have a feeling it will be another viable form of entertainment, because it's just brought out so much creativity in so many different people in different ways. I know Verushka Darling is going to put her Let's Talk About Sex live show, which is a show she does at Stonewall and has done for years. She's going to do that live on a Friday evening. So there's people starting to do stuff everywhere. And it's just really cool to see how people how people are using the opportunity, if that's for want of a better word.
No, I agree wholeheartedly. That's one of the reasons why we wanted to get you as one of our many performers that we're getting up on the show today to highlight that, because I think for everyone, it just gives us a touch of not normalcy, but not just sitting around the house going stir crazy.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, there will be times when you do go crazy, but get a long-term project.
And that was Dean's conversation with Penetration. Wonderful conversation.
Yes, it was. Oh, it was absolutely fantastic to take the time to chat to Penny. And Penny, because she is in isolation, every single day is creating some kind of content, whether it's with DJ Dan Murphy or actually forming a group. Now, if you look at our social media, you'll find the details for that. If you jump onto Facebook, you can look up Tration in Isolation or DJ Dan Murphy's Facebook page. Both of their Facebook pages is where you can find all of that info for the two of them. And then you can follow them, whether it's with their daily tips or some entertaining shows on a Friday or Saturday night, as Penny gets herself ready to entertain us in her living room.
It's funny, Penny touched on something that a lot of the people I've spoken to touched on as well, and that's the fact that creative people need to keep creating, you know? It's so important to them. It's part of their blood. It's part of who they are. It's great that they're still using that outlet.
I've been doing the exact same thing, and I'm wearing one of my finest caftans right now, Robbie.
Unfortunately, I can't see you on video, but I did see you a little bit earlier, and you did look very colourful today.
Oh, I really am. Now, you can share some love with us now that we're flying fast and high here on Joy. You can do that by following us on our social media. That's Mad Wednesday on Facebook, or sending us in a message on 0427-JOY-949 or on air at joy.org.au. Because coming up, we're going to speak to another iconic queen, the fabulous Jemima Handful, aren't we, Robbie?
We certainly are. We've got my chat with Jemima Handful coming up just after this. You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.